Good morning, I'm Mark Mixler with a look at news. On the Voice of Fulton County, AM 1560 WVYS, simulcast on 93.7 FM, and also available at 1560WVYS.com. Serve Illinois Commission on Volunteerism and Community Service presented the 2017 Governor's Hometown Awards during a special reception at the Old State Capitol on November 8th. The awards program gave formal recognition to communities, organizations, and programs that contribute to their community's quality of life via projects that have strong volunteer support, meet a need, and made a definitive impact. Fulton County was a recipient of a 2017 Governor's Hometown Award for its collective response to the devastating natural gas explosion that occurred in downtown Canton on November 16th of last year. Representatives from the honored communities receive a plaque and a road sign designating it as a Governor's Hometown Award winner. Commission Executive Director Scott McFarland noted in his remarks that through the preliminary round of judging, 14 localities have been recognized as either KEP finalists or project winners of the program. The commission selected Fulton County as a project winner in its population division for the swift and collaborative response to the explosion last November that caused one fatality, numerous injuries, and major damage to downtown businesses. A Canton woman is facing multiple charges following a traffic stop that took place earlier this month in Canton. Canton police say they conducted the stop Monday night at just before 8:30 near the intersection of North 4th Avenue and East Locust Street. Officers conducted a registration check that returned the vehicle being owned by 30-year-old Stephanie R. Milliken. Police identified Milliken as the driver after making the stop. The check found that Milliken was wanted on a 2014 Fulton County misdemeanor warrant for failure to appear, pay order for theft. They also found her to be in possession of a plastic baggie that contained 10 pills identified as alprazolam, a Schedule 4 controlled substance. She was arrested and taken to the Canton Police Department to be processed for the warrant, as well as a charge of possession of a controlled substance. Milliken was later taken to the Fulton County Jail in Lewistown. Illinois State Police District 14 Commander Captain John Dively announces the ISP will conduct special traffic enforcement patrols, or STEP, in Fulton County during this month. These STEPs allow the ISP to focus on these fatal four violations which contribute the greatest to traffic crashes and fatalities. They are driving under the influence, safety belt, and child restraint use, speeding, and distracted driving. Corn harvesting lags behind, especially in northern Illinois, according to the weekly crop report. 90% of the corn crop has been harvested, but progress varies by location, says Illinois crop statistician Mark Schlusner. Just 80% has been harvested in northwestern Illinois and 73% in the northeast. As for other crops,
wheat planting advanced by 5 points and is now 95% complete, steady with last year and the 5-year average. 85% of wheat acres have emerged compared to 78% normally. The condition of the wheat crop was rated 15% very poor to poor, 31% fair, and 54% good to excellent.
95% of soybeans have been harvested, just behind the average pace. Average statewide topsoil moisture is rated at 9% short, 84% adequate, and 7% surplus. That's been a look at news on the Voice of Fulton County, AM 1560 WVYS, simulcast on 93.7 FM, and also available at 1560WVYS.com.